Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Tes, finishing up the third parak and going on to the fourth and final parak in Seder Nashim of Shas Bavli. So here we go. The Gemara is talking about how did you know that there is no Tfisas Kiddushin and the Vlad follows the mother by if a Jew marries a Shivcha or marries an Ovetas Kochavim. So the Gemara says we're on three lines from the bottom. So that's what Ihachi on Samach Esam Abeis. So the Gemara quoted different makaros for Shivcha and for Ovedes Kochavim, both for Itvises Kedushin and Vlada Kabosa. That's what the Gemara just quoted. So before we move on, just to mention a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam, the Tur and Hilchas Piri Verivian, Simen Tazayin quotes the Rambam. Bo ala goya bishar ha'umos derech ishus. Once we're talking about this, says the Tur. If a Jew is ba' ala goya from other umos, derech ishus, right, not a one-time maisas nus, but derech ishus, lokim in ha-Torah. O Yisraelis, shenim ba' ala goya, derech ishus, lokim in ha-Torah, mishum losus chatin bam. Echad shiva amamin ve'echad kol umos, be'isr zeh, ad kan. That's the Rambam. V'nira li says the tour, she'eno ela b'zayin umos. I think it's only by zayin umos with this, the isr daraisa of losus chatin bam. What was the last line we just read? We don't have like Reb Shimon, who's Darshin in time of the Kra. What did the Gemara say? If you're like Reb Shimon, it's the Rabbos Kolam Asirim, any nation. But we don't hold that way, says the Torah. And even by the Zayinumos, you don't get Malkus, Ela La'achash and his Gairu. Only after they become Gairim, that's the only time you get Malkus. Before that, there's a different Avera. What, Los Eschatin Bum? That's the Avera of living with them when they're still Gayim? Says the Torah, that's not what Los Eschatin means. Right? No, there's always a Veina Loke, Anche Yivo, Vaaz Loke, Elamishim Losikach. Right? Losikach, the other pasuk that was quoted in the yesterday. So that's the Torah. The Torah says that no, Los Eschatin Bum, that Avera only applies to the Shiva Umos, number one, and only applies La'achash and his Gairu. The Beis Yosef points out that there's two machlokos going on here with the Rambam, because the Rambam says Los Eschatin Bum applies to all nations, and also applies even B'Giyusan, even when they're not Jewish. Says the Beis Yosef, why? Because it sounds like from the Pashtus of our Gemara that we read yesterday, that we're going like Reb Shimon. We're going like Reb Shimon. So it sounds like the Shin time of the Kra, with the Chazid, the Stam of the Talmuda, Reb Shimon. Since the Stam of the Gemara is like Reb Shimon, it sounds like the Halach is like him. And since he Darshin Tashin time of the Kra, so what's the Darshin time of the Kra? Don't marry them, because they're going to turn your child away. So Begi Yusar is even worse. Even if he's going to turn your child away, so he's going to make them non-Jewish. So that's why the Rambam would say just the opposite of the Tur. The Tur says Los Eschatin Bam applies more B'Geirusan when they're Jewish more than when they're not Jewish. Says the Rambam just the opposite, says the Beis Yosef, because they're more B'nai Hasara. If they're Goyim, the problem is that in other places the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like Reb Shimon. So do you paskin Darshin time of the Kra in some places and in other places? That's a question. That's what the footnotes here in the Hagos from the Tosfos Yontif on the Beis Yosef. So he says that. Look at Tzarchi and the Rambam did a paskin like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Malv and Hilchas Malachim, but maybe he paskins like Reb Shimon sometimes, not other times. You gotta work it out.
According to Tzarchi, what's the Hechatim so that they make Shalom first and then they're Miskayer?
According to the Tur, B'Geirusan, they converted. Meaning you didn't. There is a discussion whether the mitzvah of Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama applies even if they want to make Shalom with you. So assuming that they don't, but you're still not allowed to marry them.
So it's assuming a hechatim, so where
you're not violating losachayah kol neshama by keeping them alive. Okay, right. So in relation to the machlokas, we've shown them whether they send out letters. But it doesn't say, but in Sefer Yeshua, did they send out letters to all the nations? We're coming in. Yeah, three choices. Right, either leave or don't leave, and we'll take care of you. Or, you know, keep the Sheva Mitzvahs and keep become Geiri Toshev, right? So I think there's machlokas whether that applied to all the nations or not. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, it's Ihachi, three lines from the bottom. If it's true that we just quoted this beautiful source from Kiseitze to teach me by Ovedes Kochavim, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and the Vlad follows her, right? The pasuk of Ki Tiena L'Ish V'Yodulo. Whenever there's Havaya, then the Leida goes to the father. If there's no havaya, then the leva goes after the mother. So yachi shivchanabi. So why don't you just use that pasuk for shivchatu? What do you need the separate pasuk up above of ha'isha v'iladeti aladonel on the top line? What do you need that pasuk for? So the Gemara says in Achinami, you're right. Use this last pasuk for everything. El ha'isha v'iladeti aladonel amali. Okay. So what then is the purpose? What does the first pasuk teach me? The pasuk by freeing in Eved Ivri. When you free your Eved Ivri, the Shifcha Kana'anis that you gave him and the children born from the Shifcha Kana'anis stay with the master. So we use that pasuk to teach me Vlad the Kamosa. So once you don't need that pasuk, so what do you use it for? Look at the Tanya for the following case. Homer the Shifcha. So a man says to his Shifcha, say he has some Rachmanis on her, he wants to let her free, or at least let part of her free. Let's say he says to his Shifcha, Hariapen Chorin Uvladich Eved. Right, what if he says, you're a ben chorin, he wants to free her, but she is pregnant at the time. So, you're a ben chorin, but your baby is still my Evan. Havlat kamosa de Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, tough luck. Once you free the Evan, shifcha, the baby is automatically free, and therefore, they're both free. Bachachavim omrim, dvarav kayamin. The Chachamim say, no, it works. She could be free, and the ubar could still be belonging to the master. Mishum shenemar, he should be ledati aladonel, based on our pasuk. So the Gemara, 1 minute, my Tamuda, how does that pasuk relate to the Chachamim Shita? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not. Amarava ad Rabbi Yosef Gluli. That's really going back on Rabbi Yosef Gluli Shita. That the Shivcha, when the Shivcha is a ben bas chorin, the vlad can still be an eved. How do you know that's possible? Because isha viladeati aladoneha, the isha and the yaladim will be for the master. When there are Rashi quotes the drasha. How would we darshan it? Third line in Rashi. Bismasha isha ladoneha havlacha teli ladoneha. When the isha goes to the master, so then the baby also goes to the master. But when the isha is not to the master, then the baby won't go to the master. Ha'isha v'yiladet yeladoneha, when the isha, so to the yeled. But if not the isha, then the yeled is, okay? Then the yeled is, does not go. Okay, wonderful. You would think this is a harmless Gemara. What more do we need to talk about? But the Rambam Shita makes this much discussed. The Rambam Shita is one that is much discussed, and that is as follows. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Hakosev l'shivchaso hamuuberes harei at ben chabas chorin uvladech eved. The Rambam makes a chilak. What if a person says to his shivcha? It's upstairs. I'm sorry. It's in the dining room. You can bring it down. If somebody says to their shivcha, you're a ben chorin, but your baby is an eved, dvarav kayamin. His words work. Who is that like? That's like the chachamim. So far, so good. But then Rambam says, what about the opposite case? Hare at shivcha uvladich ben chorin. You're a shivcha and your baby's free. Lo amar klum. That doesn't work. Shezeh kemisha shichrer chetzya. If you try to keep your shivcha as a shivcha, and the baby to be free, that doesn't work, because then it's like you only free half. You can't free half a shivcha. Kemisha shichrer chetzya. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram kasher meisa seifa. How does the two work? If you try to free the woman, but the baby stays with the adon, that works. But if you try to keep the woman, and you try to free the baby, that doesn't work. So what's the difference? Can you split? Can you not split? So that's the question. So the way that the question is asked by the Rishonim on the Rambam, and also later by the Acharonim, there's a concept called uber yerach imo, whether the uber, the fetus, is considered a limb of the mother or not. So mimanafshach, if it's a limb of the mother, it should always go with the mother. If it's not a limb of the mother, it should always be able to be separate from the mother. So which is it? So Reb Chaim, there at El Chazavadim, says, it depends. Chiluk bazed din ha'imen din ha'umar. There's a difference. Because it depends whose perspective you're looking at it from. The uber b'mei imo, when the uber is in the mother, kivan da akati lo nigmar chiyusei, v'chiyusei tali basar imo, v'lo aviyesh b'fnei atzmo. It's not really a separate entity. So when you try to be meshachrer just the baby, it's considered being meshachrer half. Why? Because the baby cannot live on its own. The baby is not an entity. Shabachi, who the havi meshachrer chetzi? O mishim de chashav chatzi ish, o mishim de lo havi krisus. V'gam, the gam b'din chalos din avdus shibah hu gam kin agav ima l'chei chachu chashav chatzi eved. Says the Rav Chaim, you can't free just the baby because that's considered half. But mitzad, the mother's an independent entity. The mother doesn't need the baby. So that's why it's not considered b'shachar chatzi shivcha when you free the mother, because the mother doesn't, it's not totally on the baby. But she'enkin ha'im, avagav de uber yerech imo, even though the uber is a limb, mikol makom is not considered half. It's an unneeded. Mikol makom, it's not an, in a limb shehanashama tuliyaba ha'aim ain't tzricha lehubar klal v'yeshal edin avdos gam below ha'ubar. Without this baby, with this baby, you know, the mother's considered a shivcha. Alkein havi bechlal mashachmer kula gam im neimadu umar yerach imahu. Even if you say umar yerach imo, still you look at it from the perspective of the mother, and that's Reb Chaim. It depends whose perspective you're looking at. From the perspective of the mother, you can free the mother plain. So therefore, it's not considered mashach merchatzi, and that's why the mother can be freed while the baby is still considered an eved. Mashenkin, the other way, is not going to work. So that's the amazing sheet of Reb Chaim and the Rambam and Reb Chaim. So again, from our Gemara, you only talk about one case. You would think they go together. The Rambam sheet is that they don't go together. The Chamim could split. The Chamim could split. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah in the Parak. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Yecholin Mamzerin Li Taher. It's possible for a Mamzer to become Tahar. Don't think, the Mamzer is a tragic case, but don't think Mamzeris is eternal, forever. There's a way to stop the Mamzeris issue. Ketzad, how? Mamzer Shenasa Shivcha. We're talking about marrying a Shivcha, so we know that if you marry a Goy or a Shivcha Kananis, so then the baby follows the mother. The baby is not Jewish. So a Mamzer Shenasa Shivcha, so the halacha is Bina Eved, right, the Bach changes it to Bina. Bina Eved, her son is an Eved, right? It's not a Mamzer anymore. The baby's not Jewish. And then, Shechero, once the master frees the son, so Nipsa HaBen, Ben Chorin, comes to the Ben Ben Chorin. Easy way to get out of the Mamzer's problem, you have a Mamzer marry a Shivcha. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, no, it doesn't work. Harry's the Eved Mamzer. Even if it's a marries a shivcha, so it doesn't work because the child will have both statuses. It'll be quasi not Jewish, but also quasi mamzer, and therefore it's not going to help. We'll be based on psukim, as we'll see. Ibailu says the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfin lachachilu kamar or b'diavad kamar. Is Rabbi Tarfin saying this, that this should be done, or that it could be done? Is it lachachila, that this would be advisable, like the Rabbanim would tell this person to go do like Rabbi Tarfin, or is it b'diavad, if it happens, so then the child's not Jewish, but not that it should happen. So Tashma. And then from Abraisa, Amr lo Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Tarfon, they said to Rabbi Tarfon, Tiharta zasacharim lo tiharta zanakevus. Your solution works for the males, the mamzerin, but for the a mamzeres, you know, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. You only right because a mamzeres that marries a yovel goy for the mother, so the child's going to still be carried the mamzer gene. So vi'i amr lachadchila kamar, and if you say it is lachadchila, so mamzeres nami tinsiv la'avda. So if you say it's lachadchila, so what's the problem? Why can't a mamzeres also marry an eved? Because Rashi explains to ilachadchila kivat emochin biyad the mamzeres nami tinsiv la'avid. So what do you mean? So just marry the eved also. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to help. Eved ein lo chayis. An Eved doesn't have any yichus. So it's not going to follow the father, as we said. It's not going to follow the father. Rashi says, ein masyachis achar avid, right, that we mentioned in the past, that was Dafka the klala of Kanaan. Kanaan was Megala, the erva of Noach, his father, and therefore his punishment was to be an Eved. What does that mean? That he will not have any patrilineal connection. Right, that's what an Eved is ein lo chayis, we mentioned, is even worse. Possibly than a non-Jew. Eved ein lo chayis, amado melech hamor. Rashi says, kebehema she'en avlad karach achra'av. The child of an animal stays with the mother. Doesn't stay with the father. So too here. So it doesn't matter. That's what the problem is. Mamzeres cannot have the solution. But there's no raya from there, whether it's l'chadchilo or b'dieven. Let's try again. Tashma, du'ush pezichna d'revi simloi. The host of Rav Simla, if someone used to stay somewhere, and the host of where you stay used to stay, Mamzer, Avi was a Mamzer. The Amalei, and one time Rav Simla found out, so he said to him, Ik achte mascha, if I would have gotten to you earlier, Rashi explains, if I would have known you before you got married, Tahar tinhu libnech, I would have been able to bin metaher your child. In other words, Pashtus, that he could have made the child not a mamzer. So, e amrit bishlamo, there's a lot to talk about every line of the next three, but let's just read the whole thing first. E amrit bishlamo lachadchila shapir. If you say that Rabbi Tarfin's solution is lachadchila, so shapir, fine, because he said, I would have advised you. Some lines of tzaddik. He would have advised him to do this solution. El amrit dieved. But if you say it's only a bidieved, so my niu, so what do you mean? He would have given him a solution that's not allowed? So it must be lachadchila. Somewhere says no. Maybe he wouldn't have given Rebbe's Tarfon solution. He would have given a different solution. The Mintziv Le'etze, he would have given him the solution as follows. As what? He would have told him, go steal. go steal somebody's money, because daven be'evet ivri, and you won't have enough money to pay back. Even if you're a rich guy, so give away all your money, so you're like an ani, and you'll be very poor, and Bezdin will have to sell you as an evet ivri, and then you will be mutter b'shivcha kananis. Right, an evet ivri is mutter b'shivcha kananis. So therefore, that's what he would have suggested. But not dafka that you're allowed to marry l'chadchila yecholam amzir li taher. Period. So, as we'll get to many questions in a minute on this line, should we stop here for a minute? Okay, let's stop here for a minute. How could he give him an eitzah to steal?
That's the
lechatchila. Okay, so give him an eitzah to steal? So, all the Rishonim, what's going on here? How could he give him an eitzah to steal? So, says the Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid says, maybe, yeah. V'hai d'masiyo eitzah lignov, ein iser b'davar, kivit shebedaito l'shalim. There's no iser, because he's going to pay it back. To pay it back, umiskavein lahachshir zaro, and he adds in that his whole kavana in stealing is to get rid of his mamzeris problem. See if there's not a problem. The Rashba also says it here. Efshar debeinian zehal yemutar kadei latar dorosav. It would be mutter here. That's the Rashba or the Tosas Rid says. Efshar sheyimsa adam sheyimchol lo haavon. Maybe you'll find somebody who'll be mochel. Ubilvashi, okay, that's what he says. But the problem is, we mentioned the Gemara B'Metzia, the Psalmach Aleph, and the Rambam codifies this, that Gonev Amanaz Lamekat is also Asur Daraisa Pashtus. Right? Stealing for fun. Stealing for fun is even they can give it back. So there is a day of Rabbeinu Tam quoted there in the Ritva, B'Metzia Psalmach Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam says it can't be Asur Daraisa. Why? Because it's Maisim B'chol Yom. We always take people's pencils and, right, and tease them. So it's Maisa B'chol Yom, it can't be Asur. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, go to the Amanas Lameka, it must mean if you steal, really, but your kavan is only to pain the guy, not because you really want his money. What's the Hava mean is that you would have thought if you're stealing for a different kavana, not to take his money, it's mutter. Kamash Malan is not. That's also a chiddush. But either way, the Rambam quotes it. So, well, you have to say, what, so you're going to be Matu Daraisus for Mamzerus? You're not going to be Matu Daraisus. So what, so is there any precedent to say that Gonev Amanas Lameka is only Drabanan? Stealing is only Drabanan, and once it's Drabanan, then you could say Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. Maybe the Rambam has a lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, Shelo Yargo Atzmo Bekach. But even though he has that lashon, it sounds like it's Daraisa from the other lines of the Rambam. So it's not clear, and the Rambam even puts it in Sefer HaMitzvos in Geneva. So you can put it to Rabbanan into the Sefer HaMitzvos. So we mentioned in the past when we spoke about the difference between Geneva and Gezela, where there's Gonev Amanas Lameka, but there's no Gozel Amanas Lameka. Right, so it sounds like it's Daraisa, but either way, it's a big Kiddush. You understand, like the Tosa Rush says, you find somebody who'll be mochel to you, the Chachila, right? So, but then is it Geneva then? Maybe it's Gezela. Either way, it's a big Kiddush, what was meant here by the Gemara. The way that Rav Asher Weiss is quoted as explaining this Tosas Rid is that the Gemara says in Mesachas Erevin that you're allowed to do an Isser Kal, Kedishal Yavar, be Isser Chamur. Similar to Chatei B'Shul Shizka HaVirecha, but doing an Isser Kal, the Gemara says in Erevin and Adaflamid Beis. So, B'Mitzvah Rabbah, and by a Mitzvah Rabbah, Af Omrim Lo Adam Shiyechta B'Isser Kal. You tell a person to violate an Isser Kal. She doesn't violate an Isser Chamur. So, Hachsharach Zera Mamzer, making somebody kosher. You don't get a greater Mitzvah than this. So therefore, maybe you could be Docha and Isser Kal. And even if you want to say Gonev Amanas Lameikat is Usser, but it's an Avera Kala compared to real Geneva. And therefore, maybe that's what the Tosas, Rid means. Okay, that is one issue here on how did he advise him to steal. The other important issue is that what does he say? Go steal and therefore you'll be sold like an Evet Ivri. What about now? What if he just wants to sell himself like an Evet Ivri? What about that case? What do you mean, Dafka, if go steal, and, right, why does it say that? So it sounds like that if you sell yourself, you would not be able to marry a shivcha. There are two types of Evet Ivris. There's Machruhu Atzmon and Machruhu Bezdin. So it sounds like this Gemara is a raya to the Shita, right, is a raya that Machruhu Atzmon would not be mutter in an Evet Ivri, which is a raya against the Ritva. The Ritva says earlier in Kedushat Daf Yudalit, we had it earlier in the Masechta, he says clearly even Machruhu Atzmo can marry an Evet Ivri. The only difference is that he can marry a Shivcha Kananis. It's only that Machruhu Atzmo is allowed to marry one, but his Aldon cannot force him. Machruhu Bezdin, he could be forced to marry the Shivcha Kananis. That's the difference. But that's what the Ritva says. But the big problem is this Gemara. What does he do with this Gemara? So you have to give some shot with this Gemara that it means that, you know, maybe he was rich. Maybe he was rich at the time, so he couldn't sell himself. Machru Atzmo, you have to give it a different reason why it would have been different. That's what the Ritva says Right, if he was rich, maybe even Mimanafshach, right, if you have to give away all your money. Right, his biggest raya is that why do you need to start shichur? Why do you need to start shichur when you feed every neighbor, even by Machru Atzma? Doesn't that say that there's a Kenyan Isser in the Eved again? And we said then, for shame of the Ramban, that the Kenyan Isser is what allows the Heter for Shichur Kananis. That's his big raya. But still, this Gemara is very problematic. Very problematic. Again, he discusses this Gemara, but that's the Ritva earlier on Daf Yudalat Amabes. Yudalat Amabes. Okay, that is one issue of the Gemara. Then let's one more issue of a Ritva, and then we can move on. You see, look at the footnotes here on the bottom of the page. The Ma'arav Ranchberg, right? What does he say? Zil Ganov is Davin Be'Ebed Ivri. He says, Mashemakshema Olam. The Olam asks, what was the language of Rav Simlai? If I would have got you before you were married, this is what I would have advised you. Don't we paskin in Begapoya Vo Begapoya Yetzei, in Balisha? Right, what is the pashas of that pasuk? What do most Rishonim hold? Most Rishonim say that when is the other allowed to give him a shifcha kananis? Only if he was previously married. If he was previously married, said the other give him a shifcha kananis. But in Bekapo Yavo, Bekapo Yetzei. But if he's not married originally, then he's not allowed to get another wife. So what is Gemara saying? If I would have gotten you before you were married, I would have given you this advice. What do you mean? He wouldn't have been able to marry shifcha kananis. Raya to a different sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva again says, even with if he's not married, he's still allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. It's only if he was married, then the Adon could force him to take a Shifcha Kananis. Again, the Ritva is more flexible in Machruhu Atzmo. But again, that part of the Gemara is a Raya to that Ritva. Even though the second part of the Gemara is against the Ritva. That's what the Ma'arav Ranchberg says. Mashemachem Olam Mikra Molei Din Begapo Yavo Begapo Yetzei V'Hacha Akar Galoya Nasui Tiyepkein Mai Kamar Avsim Loi Ikad Bech Alaretz Alamar Mikami Shinasa. Kribish Rashi, Kush Yazuk Suva Al Sefer Divrei David Lahataz. Parsha Mishpatim. The Divrei David is the Taz's commentary on Rashi. In some Osama Farshi Rashi, it's printed with the Gerarie and the Lavush and the Mizrahi. The Divrei David is up there also. Sometimes it's not printed, but it's quoted in every third paragraph of the Sifsei Chachamim. Sifsei Chachamim, which quotes a lot of commentary on Rashi, it always quotes the Dala Dal, Divrei David. That's the Taz Shita commentary on Chumash. So he says, V'hechriach mizeh, t'bashamar b'vazeh b'gabo yeitzi, haino she'ena adon yachal akufo, avalam rotzeh mutu b'shivcha. So the Divrei David said, it sounds like that's the halacha. Ukamash kasav gabay mishal amalach b'shem haritva. Right, the Ranchberg didn't have a ritva. Or Zohar Dev Ritva. He had a quote from the Mishnah Melech's quote of the Ritva. He knew the Mishnah Melech's backwards. Right? So that's the, but that's a Raya to, it's a Raya to, so part of the Gemara is a Raya to the Ritva, and part of the Gemara is a Kasha of the Ritva. Okay, there's more to discuss with this Ritva, but, we'll leave it for now. Let's continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ubishani Derev Simloi, Eved Ivri Mihave. Right? What was the, there's a concept of Eved Ivri in the days of Rav Simlai? That you could say that he could be sold as an Eved Ivri, that Bezim would sell you as an Eved Ivri? Oh, Amar Mar. Ein Eved Ivri, Noeg, El Bezan Shah Yovel Noeg. Rav Simlai lived later. Right? Simlai lived later, so there was no Yovel. Yovel stopped being Noeg. So Elav, so what do you mean that he would say, so it can't be that he would have advised him to steal. Because there was no concept of Eved Ivri. So what must it be? He would have advised him to do like Rabbi Tarfon. So therefore, Elav Shvamina, Rabbi Tarfon Lachachila, Kamar Shvamina. So it must be would have Rabbi Tarfon's heters Lachachila, Amar Vidom Shmuel, Halacha, Kerebi Tarfon. That Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. So, 2 points. Number one, how does Rabbi Tarfon allow this? Even Lachachila, isn't a mamzer marrying a Shivcha in Issa Daraisa? Isn't a Shivcha Kenanis basically quasi non-Jewish? So there's a special heter of an Eved Ivri to marry a Shifcha Kananis, a Chiddush HaTorah. Depends how you expand it. How far do you go? Machlokas other Rishonim in the Ritva. But a regular Mamzer is chayav in all mitzvahs. How can a Mamzer marry a Shifcha? You can violate Daraisas just to save your child. It's terrible. It's tragic. But how could a Mamzer marry a Shifcha? So Rashi already alludes to this. First Rashi on the Gemara. Mamzer no si Shifcha. To Kesavar, because what does this opinion hold? The Chiksiv lo yakadesh be Yisrael Kasher Ksiv lo b'Mamzer. The Yisrael lo yakadesh only applies to Yisrael Kasher. You have to say that. If you look in the Ritva's formulation, the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Why is it only included in a Yisrael Kasher? Here is Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Tam. To call Hecha to Amar, not so often do you have Rabbeinu Tam's real name quoted. Here's Rabbeinu Yaakov. To call Hecha to Amar, Krah Lav Greda. If the Torah says, don't marry somebody, so then obviously the Mamzer is included. Lo Seschatin Bab. So the Mamzer can't marry somebody from the Sheva Amman. Lo Seschatin Bab. Don't marry them. So that includes anybody. But here it doesn't say that. It just says, don't be a Kadesh. Lo Yi a Kadesh. Don't make yourself unholy. Kaddish means the opposite. Kaddish is holy, Kaddish is unholy. Don't make yourself unholy. The mamzer is already unholy. So a darshaning that the pasuk doesn't refer to him. Lo yeh kaddish v'lo amachmana lo yikach shifcha. If it's not lo yikach shifcha, it focuses on the maisas of the mamzer, us and the mamzer also. But here it says lo yeh kaddish. Prat wazeh shehu kaddish v'omeid. She yitziraso ba'avera haisa mitchila. He's already considered in the status of Kadesh. So therefore, he wouldn't be included in the Averid. So that's Rashi, and maybe expanded from Rashi is the Ritva. An easy answer is the Rambam. Many times the Rambam is problematic here, the Rambam is easy. The Rambam makes it easy. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the Isser of marrying a Shifcha is only an Isser Durabanan. An Isser Durabanan. The Rambam passes the Ilchus, the Isser of Bias, an Isser Durabanan. So he says, B'chai Gavna lo Gazru. If it's an Isser Drabbanan, you could already say, it's in a way to be Matayr, where the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrael, be a Tesvav Dalid, Lefisha Davar Zeh, Hitiru Lamamzer Lisa Shifcha, Kedei Latar Ez Banav, Velo Gozer Al Shifcha Lamamzer, Bebnei Takan Ez Banim. Right, so if it's Drabbanan, it's not a problem. The Rashi and the Ritva, Shem Rebbeinu Tam, have to work it out, even if you say it is Asa Midar Raisa, still, they try to get out of it. Good. So Halach Lamaisa, it says, Lechad Chilokam, Halach HaKrabi Tarfan. So what would you say? So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, has about six tshuvas about this in a row. In Chelek Hei, Simen Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes, Nun. Be'inyin Avadim Ushpachos Kenanim Bezman Hazeh. That's his tshuvas, and then he has the tshuva, he has the shaila. Yesh itanu bi'irenu karav l'minyin asar bachurim yav ten abachurim asher l'sibas ha-ma'afecha mitiltu l'mishpachos pa'artos pizureyem. After the whole... I don't know when the shuva was written, but they're all mixed up. Asher achrei asher niskapsu migolus dashlans v'nisrachku anashim ibaalein v'nishabu kama v'kama mikrim lo tahorim shavreichem lo batku kahokan al zugehem v'lachu lohem nashim asher meyasher bacharu ubiyam mahem takef v'chadashim arishon achrei shichru lo havu lem shum manig. They didn't know anything. I guess after the war and after a half a year, a year, it came out that some of them were pregnant already, some of them were married already, lamaisa, they're a mamzerim. Some of these kids, these bachrim, are mamzerim. So, can you apply Rabbi Tarfon? Can you apply Rabbi Tarfon? And the question was asked from Rav Tzvi Elimelech Kalish, the Kalisher Shlita Munkach. So he says, Acher ha'iyun, after the 20-page shuba that you're about to read of mine, Ein lahoris halacha lamaisa bezman hazeh, ke'etzes chazal. You should not do it. Should not do it. Why? He says, Yesh bezet plukta dravata, itina de malchusadina, amna mi shlomar kiva de bischakos al ikr machlagosim, yesh bezet plukta mi katsa al katsa. He quotes, there's many different, we've never heard anybody else do this for the past 1,000 years, and it could solve the mamzeris problem, so if none of the other poskim have done it throughout the ages, how could we do it? So he has this tshuva going back and forth. He quotes the matir, but he says, lamaisa should not be done. So they quote, Rav Shachter quotes in Mipnine Harav, that when, Upam hisker echam and a talmidim b'fnei Rabbeinu. Somebody once quoted from to Rav Salvechik. Sheish b'zeh arichos shel kama tshuvos b'chel kemi aminchas yitzchak. That's a big discussion. Im efshar lasos kach af yamina b'America. Is it possible? Tzok alav Rabbeinu b'kol. Right, Rabbi, the Rav scream. V'halog Lincoln shichar at kol ha'avadim shuvadina zu. Didn't Lincoln free the slaves? Live the slaves. V'ein lo'adabra alzeh. So what does he mean? So Shadow explains. What does he mean by that statement? What does he mean? He says, number one, Dina de Machus Adina. You're not allowed to have a slave. Right? After the civil war, not allowed to have a slave. So number one, you can't have that you can't marry a Shifcha. You can't have that Shifcha because it's not recognized because it's Dina de Machus Adina. The ode, and also Lofiha Umdina, Mistama Lotia Dasa Isha Lashem Gerishal Shifchus. When you take this non-Jew and you're Tovelas her, Matvil her, L'shem, Shifchus, L'chor, what is he? She doesn't know what a Shifchus is. Me'achar, Shein, Dover, Shekazet, No, Gets, Leino, Klal. But it must be Shul, Thing, L'shem, Geirus, Gemura. U'me'mela, L'otipater, Bayes, Amam, Zeirus. In other words, the Poskim said there's no status like that. What? So the Poskim said, so I've heard, B'shem, they quoted, I've written down in my notes that Rabbi Talmud quoted B'shem of Moshe, that he used it in a certain case. And they quote B'shem to Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe might have used it in a certain case. If you go to Africa, where it's not against Dina the Machus Adina, in certain countries, so it's still a chiddush. It's still a chiddush. I don't have any documented. Somebody sent me a story yesterday, unconfirmed report of a certain case being done. I don't know. There's nothing documented in the tshuvas. Maybe it's a type of thing that won't be documented, even if there's a posek that would do it. But again, you have to have big shoulders to do this. You have to be a major leaguer to allow this, because the major leaguers that I've seen of do not allow it, even though it's halacha. Rabbi Tarfon, the question is, you have that status with Manazeh. So that's why it would be difficult. Okay, Let's continue. Says the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't work anyway. What's the reason that he says even if you have Yeshivcha, the Mamzeris continues? The extra word low teaches me you follow him that the Mamzeris status continues. Lo yavo lo. Right, by a mamzer. So Rabbanan, who be Yisrael, shalas mamzeris? No, that's somebody by a Yisrael that marries a mamzeris. Saka, the Chamina, you might have thought that if a man marries a mamzeris, the child is not a mamzer. Well, mishpacho samlevesa vosam ksiv. Right, you might have thought that it always goes paternal. So lo afke, so lo says no, even if it's a mamzeris, it's passed on to the son. Rabbi Eliezer, la, Rabbi Eliezer says no, back. La, avakab to ksas, so the mishpacho samlevesa vosam. Just like it says the mishpacho samlevesa vosam, but still usa lo afke. Still lo says mamzeris still continues. So hachanami, avakab to ksiv, isha vilidel, tiyala danel. So to here, even though it says that the child follows the mother, usa lo afke, lo says that the mamzeris still continues. For Rabban and the Rabban say no. Kovlad b'mei ashifcha kananis, kivlad b'mei behem adami. As we said, a Shifcha Kananis has the status of Amadam al-Khamar, meaning the child goes after the mother totally. Period. Okay, next, last parak. Asara Yuchsin Olami Bavel. 10 Yuchsin were brought up by Ezra HaSofer from Bavel when they got permission from Koresh to build by Yesheni, at least the first permission before it was taken away, and then before the second permission was given. So Ezra HaSofer goes up to build to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So there are 10 levels of Yichus. Rashi's going to explain them at Beis. What do you mean 10 levels of Yichus? Ezra and all the Talmidei Chachamim, a number of the Talmidei Chachamim were going back to Eretz Yisrael. A lot of Jews were staying in Bavel. I'm sorry, let me say it the other way. A lot of Talmidei Chachamim were not... maybe the Rashi. One second, I just got mixed up for a second. Yes, the Kavan of Ezra was that the first Rashi in the first skinny lines in the Gemara and Amabez, Kol Atzmo Shel Ezra Lenako says Bavel Neskavin. Bavel, why did Ezra bring all of these puzzle people, the 10 levels of Psulam as we're gonna have? It was L'shem Shemayim, Levi Sharos, Abshir Desarva Bohen. He knows that he is going up to Eretz Yisrael now. So he's not gonna be able to be involved and make sure that the Miuchas families in Bavel don't get mixed up with the non-Miuchas families. So he says, you know what? I'm leaving all the Miuchas families, because a lot of Jews did not come up. We know Tobias Sheni. I'm taking all the problematic ones, because I'm going to be in charge. I'm going to be in charge to make sure they're not Nisarev with the other families. That's what he was. Because the Chachmei Ador, many of the Chachmei Ador were coming. There was going to be nobody left in Bavel to take care. So that's why he brought them all up. So back to the Mishnah. So 10 Yuchsim went up from Bavel. Kohani Levi of Yisraeli. Kohani Levi of Yisraelim. Chalalim. Right, children from problematic Kohen relationships. Geirei vecharurei, geirim and avadim shochrarin. Ask the Mi'iri why those counted as two. Aren't they the same? Aren't they the same? Geirim and avadim shochrarin. Says the Mi'iri, no, but still a geir came totally on his own volition. He came totally at ever mishuchrar. You made him into an eved, and then once he's quasi-Jewish, then he decides. But here, mikol makom, kolshin is geir belo shum siba shel avdus ahuv yoser. It's even more loved, as the Gemara says in Sechas Harias. Why do people always want to marry a Gioris and they don't want to marry a Mishachreres? Because the second one is Bechlal Arur, and the first one is not Bechlal Arur. It means a Gioris, total Gioris is more loved. Next, Mamzerei, Nisine, the Nisinim, as we know that Yeshua was Gozeran, Shtuki Vasufi. We'll see what those are. So the Gemara says, Kohanim, Levi, Yisraeli, the first three, maternal love was Ebazet. First three can intermarry with each other. Kohanim, Levi, Yisraelim. Levi, Yisraeli, Chalale, Geri, Vacharurei. The overlap of the second and the first and second category, which Allah was a bazeh. Yisrael can marry a halala, right? A ger can marry a bas Yisrael. Geri v'charerei mezeri v'nesini shduki v'asufi mitar lovo ze v'zeh. And then the third category, an overlap, the geirim and the mishachrarin are allowed to marry mamzerin, because this man d'amar holds, we'll have a machlokas in the Gemara, that kahal mamzer and kahal geirim is lo ikri kahal. And therefore they're allowed to marry a mamzer, the machlokas we already had, I think, yesterday. Whether a mamzer is allowed to marry a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. So, but elahim shtuki. What's a shtuki? What's a asufi? Elahim shtuki. Kalshu makras imavayne makras aviv. A shtuki is somebody who knows who his mother is, not who his father is. Therefore, when he says abba abba, the mother says to him to be quiet. Right, that's why it's called a shtuki. Asufi, koshin esam and a shuk. Asufi is somebody who's gathered in from the shuk. Veino makel ozav lo asimo. He doesn't know either of his parents, so therefore they're safek psulim. That's where we're going to get into whole issues of chazaka and sfeikas in the Gemara. Because these people are safek, you don't know who they are. Abishol he called the shtuki beduki. Abishol used to call shtuki a beduki. We'll see why in the Gemara. Asar yochson alami bavel ma'ar detan alami bavel nisni halchul eretz Yisrael. Why do you say went out from Bavel? Why don't you link it to Eretz Yisrael? Say went to Eretz Yisrael. Right, people. You don't say people make are leave. I like to look at it that I didn't leave America. I came to Eretz Yisrael. Right? You'll Eretz Yisrael. Right? Milta Agav Orcha Gamash Mulan. So it's telling you something Agav Orcha. Ketanya, Bekantav Alisa Lamakam Sheyevcha Hashem Alkecha. You will go up to the place that Hashem chose, the Beis HaMikdash. Melamed Shebeis HaMikdash Gavoh Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Right, that teaches me that the Beis HaMikdash is the highest place in Israel. Over Eretz Yisrael, Gavoh Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is higher than any other land. That's why Vakam Deval Lisa. So that's why he says Alu Mi Bavel, not Holchu La Eretz Yisrael. That's the question. So what does that mean? Eretz Yisrael is really higher. Eretz Yisrael is really higher. What does that mean? Begashmius, it's physically higher. The Marsha discusses. The Marsha says that Ha'olam Hu Ketapuach. Umakam Beis HaMikdash Hu Merkas HaOlam V'chein Eretz Yisrael V'chein Amar Beretz Yisrael Akiva Du Makam HaMamutze Aviro Mazug Umachkim V'yoser Makam HaMikudash Yoser Makam HaMikdash. Shaped like an apple, it's round. Generally, the older Achronim say, if it's round, so how do you have one place that's higher? Just depends what's on top of the circle, right? It's no place that's higher, and it's not the highest altitude. It's not the highest altitude. There are places right near Eretz Yisrael that have a higher altitude than the Makam HaMikdash. The Makam HaMikdash is the highest, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than any other lands. So what does this mean? So says the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva. It's in Reish Lamed Aleph. That's in the tshuva where he says it's a greater mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim than to live anywhere else. So in that tshuva he says, L'chor yipolel amur mikan, shegavoa ma'aloshin mikan nechzi anan, v'udever nira le'inyin nimd le'ayin, v'nimdat bakana. You can measure it. It's not the highest point. Look at the maps. So he says, no. Ha'olam agul kekadur. Right? The world is a ball. The earth is a circle. Ubidavar kaduri lo shayak gavoa benamach. Or you can't say higher and lower. V'chol makom sh'omet sham ro'esh shamayim shal rosh gavoa. Right, wherever you are, you see the shamayim on top of you. So what does it mean, really? Nechzi anan, emielofaneinu kadur agul. Let's say there's a ball in front of you, but a sphere, is the better word. V'anu makirin bo nekudas echad. But we know that there's one spot on this sphere. Shemimena shtias hakadur ahu. This one spot was the point of creation of the rest of this globe. V'nisrachev misham v'hispashet v'naase ogul kemo shehu v'kola pios elav ponim u'mimenu yonkim yenikas chiyusam. One spot gives life to the rest of this ball. V'hu amerkas ha'amiti shel ha'kadur. That's the central point of the kadur. V'oz b'li safek mikol tzad sheponim elav nikra aliyah. Lo aliyah b'ma'alo v'kedula ha'makom levad ela aliyah mamish. Because if one spot is what gives life to the rest of the globe, that's called, you know, the point that everything looks to. That was the Eved Shesia. That's Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Makam HaMikdash. The Radvaz also has a tshuva about this. Radvaz 1500 discusses in Tafresh Lamed Tes. How can it be Gavoh Mikol HaRatzos? What do you do with this Gemara? So he says, yes. He says, there are two reasons why you don't think this. He says, number one, ki ha'akim kafshu asabayis kama pa'amim. How many times did the nations of the world plow over and destroy and put fire to the Makam HaMikdash? So it's much lower than it really originally was. Much lower. It used to be higher. Umisinasam oso aru aru adi esodba. They destroyed it so many times. Va'od k'desh lo yeh gavoa mimakam shalahem. They want their places to be even higher. Ulafisha amakam madron, and also the geshamim go down. They wipe away some of the afar. V'gam malchei akam hayuchofrim k'delagalus yisodos habayis libnos alim chomos habayis. And then he goes, Yerushalayim was nechor kama pa'amim. So many houses are under the ground. We do our excavations. He says, who knows how many layers and layers there are on Har Habayis, not on Har Habayis. So you can't prove anything from looking right now. 1500 says the Radvaz. It's Kavah Chomer. 500 years later, you know that we have that you can't prove anything. Fine. Next, Bishlama. Just one. The Biri Chasidus L'shas. Remember, every 10 blot we have to have our dose. Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos. Eretz, the artsius of Yisrael, the gashmius of a Jew. Eretz Yisrael, the gashmius of a Jew, Gavoha Mikol HaRatzos, is more elevated than any other artsius than any other nation has. Why? Because when a Jew eats, he makes a bracha before and after. When a Jew wears something, he doesn't wear shatnez. When a Jew builds a house, he puts a mak and he puts up a mezuzah. Everything a Jew does, his artsius, Eretz of a Yisrael, Gavoha Mikol HaRatzos. Oh, okay, says the Gemara. Bishlama Beis HaMikdash Gavoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael. So I know that Beis HaMikdash is not in Eretz Yisrael. Haynu Dechsev Divrei Rivas Bisharecha V'kamta V'Alisa. It says when you have a fight, you go to the Beis HaMikdash V'kamta V'Alisa. Ela Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos. Amin Alon. But how do you know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the lands? Dechsev, because the pasuk says Lachen Yemen Bab No Hashem. In the future, what's going to happen? Lo Yemer Od Chay Hashem Shehela Sunei Yisrael Meis Mitzrayim. We're not going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. Because it's going to be overshadowed by Kim Chaim Hashem Asher Helav Asher Havi Asmei Yisrael Meir Safon Mikol HaRatzos Asher Yidachtim Sham. That we're going to be brought into the future Geula. What did it say? That we're going to be brought up are going to be brought up from Eretz Tzafon, from Babel. So you see, it's higher. My Arya, the Tani, Alu mi Babel. So fine, you want to say the Lashon Alu to give you this illusion. So why do you say Alu mi Babel? Nisni Alu Eretz Yisrael. So still talk about Eretz Yisrael. Say Alu. So Messiah Lele Rebbe Lazar. It's a right to Rebbe Lazar, Dom Rebbe Lazar, Lo Ala Ezra mi Babel, Acha Asa Kasolos Mekia Va'ala. Right? Ezra did not leave Babel until he made it. That like very fine flour. That means he left it very, very miyuchas. He took all the psulim with him, as we said before, because he didn't want to leave any problems there. He could be in control of the psulim and Eretz Yisrael, but Allah, and then he went up. So Allah, mi Bavel, because Bavel went up. Bavel was like soles Nakia. The Iyun Yaakov says, it's because Eretz Yisrael has the Shechina no matter what. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, it only has the Shechina on the miyuchas families. That's why he figured if he brings all the psalm up, there could be shechina on both. There could be shechina in Bavel because they're miyucha. There could be shechina in Eretz Yisrael because they're automatically tamed in Hashem al kachapa. Itmar, Rabbi Amar Alamei Aleim, Abaya says they went up on their own volition. Tznan, v'ravar. That's what it says. Alamei Bavel in our Mishnah. V'ravar Helam Tznan. No, he forced them to come up. But kamivli b'der Belazar. The machlokas is in Belazar. Dam Belazar. Lo Alamei Ezra mi Bavel. Asher asa kusolos nakiya. That Ezra did it dafka. V'Allah Abaya lesla der Belazar. Abaya who said they went up by themselves doesn't know like Belazar. Who says that he dafka schlepped them up. For Rava Isla Derbalazar and Rava holds like a Balazar. Period. Iba Yisem to Guliyama Isla Derbalazar, maybe every day holds like a Balazar, that he brought them up. Pacha Baka Mifka, the Machloka says as follows. Marsavar Efrushi Afra Shinhu, Umi Nefshayo Saliku. One says, no, he separated them, and then they went up by themselves. Umarsavar Balkar Chayu Asukinu. Right, the other one says, no, he forced them. According to the first opinion, he separated them. So at that point, everybody knew that they were psulim. So that's why Rashi said they all went up, because they wanted to see if they could hide in Eretz Yisrael. The other one never says, no, Balkar Chayu, Ezra brought them up. Bish, the man, the mandar, although fine, according to the one who says they went up by themselves. Hi, Nud Amar Abiyud Amar Shmuel, that's what's meant by the follow, by Rishmuel, called Artos Isa, Eretz Yisrael. All lands are Isa. It's like a dough which has many ingredients that are mixed up. All lands are Isa to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Isa to Babel, and Eretz Yisrael is Isa to Babel, meaning Babel is the most fine, the most sifted, the most perfect Ichus. Elamand Amar He'elum Medi Adinu. But according to the other, according to the one he brought them up, what do you mean? In Eretz Yisrael, he kept control of them. Made the Adenu. So what do you mean it was worse than Bavel? So why was it worse? So no, Nehidi Yadi Lahu Dara. That generation he was able to do. Lo Derachrini Lo Yadi. Later generations he couldn't keep control of. Bishlam Alam Adamar Alu. Fine, if they went up by themselves, Hanat Duxiv. Vu Ekbetim Al Nar Shiva. Ezra says, I brought him to the river. Al Nar Haba Al Ahava. Vinachan Hashem Yam Shlo Shavavina Baam. Ubakonim B'nei Levi. And I checked out the nation. Ubnei Levi Lamatas Hashem. I didn't find any B'nei Leviim there. So it makes sense if they went up by themselves. Because he didn't realize who was there, and he checked, no Leviim here. Elamanda Amr Halum, but if he forcibly brought them up, Hamizaziris, he knows who everybody is. So what do you mean he brought the, so how could he not know? So where's it? No, he, Israel, Bipsulim, Bikshirim Lo is to her. He knew who the Psulim are. He didn't focus on the Ksherim. So he didn't know about there were no B'nai Leviim. What does it mean there were no B'nai Leviim? There, Sharashi quotes, there were no B'nai Leviim who were not Bali Mumin. It says in Al Aras Bavel, Echna Shira Shir Hashem Al Aras Nechar. How could we sing the Shira Hashem Al Aras Nechar? So the Medrash, the Yalkan, and that pasuk says, unbelievable, that when the Leviim were leaving Eretz Yisrael, going into Galus Bavel, they were on Nar Pras, right? They were on the Euphrates, and Nebuchadnezzar asked them to play their instruments, right? And say, sing for me what you used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. And they each took their thumbs into their mouth, and they mutilated themselves, and they ripped off their thumbs. And then they showed it to Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, Eich Nashir, how? Not just we don't want to, we can't, because we don't have our thumbs. And the first kina that we say on Tisha B'Av morning, we refer to this, we say, Nupsu Chasideha. We say that our Hasidim were mutilated themselves. Why? Because they didn't want to play. They didn't want to play for Nebuchadnezzar. So Rashi quotes, V'lo matzah ru'im la'avod el ha'mosem shekatzu b'hono sideyem b'shineyem. Rashi quotes that here, that medrash. Right? Only the ones who mutilated, that's the only ones that were left. Right, the only ones that came back, all the other Leviim were stuck. So that's what it means. He couldn't find them. By the way, this is why Ezra Sofer was Kones, the Leviim, no more Meister Sheni. No, they didn't get Meister Sheni after this. I'm sorry, Meister Rishon. Meister Truma, you don't have a choice, because Truma is Asur Lazarim, Misa Beis Shemayim. But Meister Rishon is Mutal Lazarim. What about his Asur? He's supposed to give it to the Levi. So because the Leviim didn't come back up during Bayis Sheni, so that's why Ezra made a Knas, which was referred to a number of times in the Gemara, that the Leviim don't get Meister Rishon anymore. Next, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Minol and Sliku. How do you know that all three parts of Jews, Kohen Levi Yisrael, all went back up to Bayis Sheni? Tachseva Yeshvu Hakohenim Halavim Uminam, all three. Umiash Vahamishorim Vahashorim Vahnesimim Baareim Chol Yisrael Baareim. So you had some Levim, but not most of the Levim. Halal Gibir Vacharu Rei Halal Minol. And how do you know the Halal went up? D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Chazaka. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says, great is the fact that you can rely on Chazaka. What does that mean? Shenemar. The pasuk says, "Umi bnei Kohen, bnei Chaviyah, bnei Akos, bnei Barzila, shelokam minos Barzila, gilad isha, vayikra al shemam." All these people that went back up, elu bikshu k'savim amesiachsim v'lo nimsu. They looked. These kohanim tried to find their shtar yichus. They couldn't find it. Vayego alu min akahuna. Therefore, they were thrown out of being a kohen. Vayomer atirshasa lahem hatirshasa, who is Nehemiah. Nehemiah said to them, "Ashelo yochlu mikachi kodesh kadashim at amalu kohen l'urim etumim." Sorry, you can't eat from kodesh kadashim until the urim etumim. Meaning, in Bayesheni, the Gemara in Yuma says they did not have the urim etumim. So basically, Nehemiah is saying until Mashiach comes. Until Mashiach comes, you cannot eat because Mashiach, the Rambam describes in Hilchos Malachim, one of the things Mashiach is going to do is going to be miyaches all the mishpachas. So we have to wait for Mashiach to tell me if you're kohen miyuches. So what did Nehemiah tell them? Whatever you used to be eating before you came up, you could still keep eating. Begola, what does that mean? Bekachi Yekvul, that means truma. They could still eat truma. How could they eat truma? How could they eat truma if we're choshes that they're not calling him? They're allowed to eat truma. So you see Gedola HaChazaka there. Because since they were already eating truma, they can still eat truma, even though we're not going to let them eat karbanos. So Gemara says 1 minute. According to the one who says that if you see somebody eating truma, then you're allowed to marry them because you could assume they're a kohen miyuchas. So hani da'achot shvitruma. What do you mean? If you see them eating truma, aren't you worried that you're going to let them do the avodah? Gemara says, no, shiny hasam dereyach es kasayu. We're not worried there because they have a reyasa. Everybody else is eating karbanis and they're not. So that's why it's worse, and therefore you're not going to come to be ma'al of them. Elamai gedola chazaka. So then what is the gedola chazaka? They were eating, if everybody knows that they're able to eat this just because from beforehand, so what's the godless of chazaka? What does Rav Yossi mean? Demeikara achol betruma derabanan v'lebasof achol truma daraisa. They're originally allowed to eat truma derabanan, and now they're eating truma daraisa. Or v'ibayisayim alolam hashanami b'drabanan achol b'daraisa lo achol. Or maybe even here, they're still only allowed to eat truma d'rabanan, v'chim askinim mitruma liyuchsin midaraisa. But the only time we would have jumped to yuchsin is if you see somebody eating truma d'araisa, then we would allow them to do the avodah and issue their miyuchas b'drabanan lo maskinon. But midrabanan, we wouldn't be masik. Just finishing the sentence, so let's just explain, so what is the godless of the chazaka then? When they eat truma d'rabanan in the chutz la'aretz, that's fine, there's no reason to be gozer. But lubasof, but now that they came to Eretz Yisrael, even though now you should be worried about truma d'araisa, you're in Eretz Yisrael, still you would allow them to eat d'rabanan because of chazaka, gedola chazaka, period. But what did it say here? That they were, vayego alu min akahuna. Why? What might have been the problem with them? So Rashi says, vayigodlu, because they must have been chalalim. That was the whole reason we brought the six-line thing, that they must have been chalalim, that's why they had a psul yichus, and therefore we would not allow them to continue. Period. There's a big discussion. Rashi here quotes, like he quotes all over Shas, what is truma d'rabanan, what is truma d'araisa? Rashi here quotes, d'rabanan means fruit, because daraisa is only dug in tirosh v'yitzar. That sheet does Rashi and Tosas all over Shas. Truma daraisa is only by dugan, wheat, tirosh, wine, v'yitzar, and oil. Does it have to be squeezed out? Does it even apply to grapes and olives? Okay, that's a detail. But either way, it's dug in tirosh v'yitzar, Rashi and Tosas. The Rambam says all over, two places, the Rambam says all fruit of daraisa. All fruit of daraisa, only yirakos of the rabbanan. That's the Rambam Shita. Do you have to give chumas and maestras from oranges? Mida oraisa, the Rambam says. Right, Mida Raisa, other Rishonim is big nafkamina. The Rabbanan, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Right, so there's a sheet I saw last night, I couldn't find it inside, but one of the Rishonim, so I'm not going to quote it, because that may be only Zayin Minim Adaraisa. But everything else is the Rabbanan. But I didn't quote that inside, it was quoted from Mibionis and an Ervin, I have to still find it. But either way, usually this, we quote Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam. Okay, there's more to talk about here. Maybe we'll talk about the whole period of Bayesheni tomorrow. An amazing suggestion of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bo, if you've never seen it. But Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll get into some Agadata, call a posel, but Mumo posel. A bunch of big dafim coming up. Got to start on time. We got to get through this. Okay, we'll stop here.